is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
Jalen Rose, you got to give the people what they want. Well, Jalen, what they want is for the home team to cover.
I will give the people what they want.
You're stealing Jalen and Jacoby stuff. Give the people what they want.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, tell everybody what is it that we
do. Tony and Mike, those are idols. We're the second most handsome duo in the industry. They are first because we give the people what they want.
We have an update on LeBron's availability to the Lakers. We know what Jimmy G feels about the 49ers drafting Trey Lance. We have Conway the Machine coming later, but we start with a big game last night between the Nets and the Bucks. Watching this game, it had a true playoff atmosphere back and forth. It was the Bucks who pulled away in the fourth quarter and got the win. Jalen, the way things are looking in the standings, this could be a playoff preview. What do you think about this matchup?
I want to tell everybody a secret. The Bucks have a big three. See, we're going to make sure that we give Giannis his acknowledgement as the reigning back-to-back MVP, and he's been outstanding this year. Improved his passing and improved his three-point shooting. But don't underestimate Chris Middleton. In particular, in the fourth quarter yesterday, he was terrific going 6-for-6. He was the game-changing player. And again, Jacoby, he's a guy that can get his shot off the dribble. He plays mid-range. And since it isn't spectacular high-flying above the rim, people dismiss the numbers that he puts up, in particular in crunch time. Oh, and don't underestimate Drew Holiday.
Talk to him.
Absolutely. He's going to give you that defense. He's going to give you that size for a guard that can play near the basket and a steady three-point shooter. So, again, if the Nets have a healthy James Harden, we know the talent that they have. I understand it. But without James Harden, put some respect on the Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm glad you brought this up because everyone watching this game is going to talk about how they left Giannis around to shoot and Giannis could dominate their bigs, but it was Middleton who took over and helped them pull away in the fourth, and it was Holiday, 23 points, 10 assists, and the game was still sort of in the balance at the end. Kyrie Irving's dribbling up the floor. What's Holiday do? Give me the ball, steals it from him, and the Bucks get the win. However, Jalen, watching this, and now the Sixers have a 1.5 game lead over the Nets for the top seed. Watching this, I'm still picking the Nets in a 7-game series against the Bucks. This is going to be a second-round matchup. I would still take the Nets, even without James Harden, in a 7-game series against these Bucks. All that being said, but this is, you know what? They're playing chess, not checkers. They're trying to avoid the Knicks in the second round. That's all you're trying to do. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. They're trying to avoid the Knicks in the second round. That is why they're allowing the 76ers to have the top seed. And I like this matchup for the Nets. They don't have anybody that can stop Giannis. Well, guess what? The Bucks don't have anybody that can stop Kevin Durant. So we'll see what happens down the road when these two meet in the playoffs. But Jalen, there's something else going on with the Nets and the Knicks. The Nets are a little intimidated. The Nets know that the Knicks have this city's heart because James Harden doctored a New Yorker cover, because this is the cover of the New Yorker, a prestigious magazine that I don't read, but my wife does. And I was surprised I saw this in the house. He took the Knicks out of it. That just shows that he knows that he needs to make a statement to the city that the Knicks don't exist, but the city loves the Knicks so much more than the Nets. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
My thoughts is the Nets haven't played one complete season with their big three and are already the second most popular team in New York City. Just think about it. When they put this big three together, we talked about having KD, having Kyrie, and then having James Harden join the squad, how they would just now grab the city. Everybody that we brought on the show, can this be a Nets town? Can this be a Nets town? And then you know what happened? Julius Randle.
Yep.
You know what happened? Derrick Rose. You know?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Tom Thibodeau has a team that Jacoby, as a Die Easy fan, wants the Nets to try to think they're going to avoid in the second round because he loves the New York Knickerbockers so very much.
Until they start losing the playoff series, and I'll jump off the bandwagon so fast. While we talk about how the playoffs are shaping up in the East, now it's time to turn our attention to the Western Conference because there was a big game for the Mavs. They ended up getting the win, which puts them in fifth spot in the West, seemingly safe from a play-in tournament situation. Jalen, what do you think about this performance from an unlikely duo from the Mavs?
All I say is this, when I watch Luka, I want to believe that that's Earl the Pearl Monroe in today's game. I really do. Just how he puts people on his hip, he plays at his own pace, and we're gonna celebrate him for being all NBA. But give my nephew Tim Hardaway some flames. He's yep. on fire, like yep. NBA Jam. And it started in Detroit. I poked a bear. I was like, come on, nephew, seriously? Like, seriously, I'm gonna come to the game and you ain't gonna do work? Like, seriously? And then I look up Jacoby, he had 40. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna lean back like Fat Joe and not say nothing to that man no more. And then after he shot us down, I even had to go pay homage to his family and his dad who was at the game and promised him why he should be in the Hall of Fame. But this guy making 10 threes, the Dallas Mavs, are they firmly going to sit at that five spot, Jacoby?
Oh, there's so much in flux. There is so much in flux, especially when you look at this and you look at the Lakers. Like, oh, the Lakers have the similar record as the Mavs. Maybe they could leapfrog them, but LeBron James is out against the Clippers. LeBron James is going to be out on Friday against the Trailblazers. Ooh. That Friday game against the Trailblazers is such a big game. It's basically a playoff game, and I can't wait for that. But before we give you an update on LeBron James, and before Conway the Machine joins us later, we have to talk about Jimmy G. Because I don't know if you noticed, but we spent the last 2 months talking about the third pick in the draft and what quarterback that would be for the 49ers. And they already have a quarterback named Jimmy G. You said it was going to be Trey Lance. Who they end up picking? Trey Lance. But now Jimmy G has said that he welcomes Trey Lance to the team. And he's happy to mentor him. Jalen, take us behind the curtain. Is he really happy to mentor this rookie, or does he want his starting job?
He wasn't happy when he got picked, but once he got picked, you have no choice because you got to be a good teammate. Don't let your character distort what the team just did and make you and Trey Lance not have a good relationship. They teammates. They just happen to play the same position. That's what happens in pro sports. Don't make Lance just like you. Go out, do your thing. Be a confident quarterback that got paid top dollar, that led the team to the Super Bowl, that has a great relationship with George Kittle, that has the respect of the players that have already seen him ball. And then that's all you can control. Now, when you start to struggle, you know what the other 52 guys are gonna also do? They're gonna be like, it might be time to go to Trey.
They're going to be trailers good in practice. However, I want to say one thing about this that is unique because of the unique season that we had in college football. Trey Lance played one football game this year. One Preach. Football game this year, which tells me that Jimmy G is going to have an opportunity to start week one, week two, week three, week four, week five. And Jimmy G is going to have an opportunity to show his team and other teams exactly what he can do. So Jimmy G can look in the mirror and say, I'm in control of my destiny. They're not going to start Trey Lance week one. I'm in control of my destiny. If I go out there and put it on the field, there'll be a market for me for San Francisco 49ers or for another franchise.
All I know is Jimmy G better have some irrational confidence. He should be going to bed at night and be like, if the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers, that's going to be my job. That's going to be my job. If Seattle trades Russell Wilson, that's going to be my job. That's how he has to think about it.
As he should. It is now time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, one thing I know is very important to you is your grilling, especially your production of delicious lemon pepper wings, which I have had the honor and the privilege to have had many times in the past. But Jalen, restaurants nationwide, grocery stores nationwide are facing a chicken shortage and prices are soaring. How do you feel about this news?
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I just got an update from the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones just immediately dropped faster than it ever has. The S&P, the stock market, everything.
What's happening? Economic collapse?
Yeah, because all blacks just decided we're not working until this shortage gets fixed. we're not working, dog. We're not working. You can't get your flats. Jaylen. I can't get my whole wings. Hey, dog, we need to push pause on everything, dog.
Oh, no.
I might delete my IG.
You're such a progressive
I'm gonna delete
voice
my
for the
Twitter.
Culture. A voice for the voiceless on most of these topics. But against someone's like this, we just got to go to break. Go to break, 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 go to break.
Hey, man, what am I going to do with my life?
Coming to you live from the Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jaylen and Jacoby. Jaylen Conway, the machine from Griselda, joins us in just minutes. But first, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is
Keep Griselda family.
Woo! Dang. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with an update on the status and availability of a gentleman by the name of LeBron James. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I just saw Method Man. I think Inspect the Deck going to join the show this week, too. We have legends on this show. Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. LeBron James is going to miss two crucial games for the Lakers as they try to avoid the play-in tournament. One against the Clippers and then one against the Trail Blazers on Friday. Jaylen, I'm very confident in the Lakers, but this is bad.
Well, here's the deal. You just don't want to be in play-in territory. And I just had you hit the brakes so I can make sure I stress one thing. If the Los Angeles Lakers are a part of the play-in tournament, they will not win the NBA championship.
Completely disagree with you there. Just because they had to play their way into a 7 or 8 seed does not make them any less dangerous in a 7-game series. You know that if they're in a play-in tournament, they're going to end up with either the 7th or the 8th seed, and then they're going to end up in the tournament, and then they're going to end up in the NBA Finals against the Brooklyn Nets. Remember where you heard it first. Moving on. Jaylen, did you attend an NBA basketball
Hit
game yesterday with one of our favorite players? Yes, you did. What was it like watching LaMelo Ball, our favorite player, in person?
He's just a magnetic basketball player. And it's just almost like a quarterback that you know that you're open at all times just to see people constantly looking for the ball, pointing for lobs, cutting and moving and being enthusiastic because the basketball has energy. And it was great to see him up close and personal this year's Rookie of the Year. But they're a well-coached team. I want to give them a lot of credit. Coach B, I saw Jalen McDaniels playing quality minutes. It seems like everybody that comes into the game has a purpose. Scary Terry took his time to make big-time shots late. It just seems like everybody has a purpose that gets minutes on their team.
I think Borrego doesn't get enough attention as somebody who's really turned the franchise around along with the players on the roster. Moving on, Matt Rhule has confidence in his new quarterback. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He should have confidence in his new quarterback. That's why he has him. We're going to keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have an update on the status of Dak Prescott. And before you decide whether to keep moving or hit the brakes, remember, he plays for the Cowboys and we work at ESPN.
All right, just hit the brakes. Just hit the brakes.
Yes, yes, do it for the executives. We'll hit the brakes on the Cowboys topic because we work here at ESPN and Dak says that he could play a game right now. He's ready to go.
When are meaningful football games going to be played?
October.
All right. I'm happy
September.
For him.
Keep it moving. We have an update on a Seattle's
hit
receiver
the
doing
hit
something
the
off the
now
football
hit the
field.
On
DK Metcalf is going to a U.S. track and field event to run the 100-meter dash with an eye on, wait for it, the Olympics. Jaylen, watch him run here.
I am not mad at it. Yeah. And it's not just the speed. It's the size, the bulk, and the power that he also carries. And this just continues to show how some of these players who are professional athletes are just so very amazing at more than what they actually do as their day job. For this guy to compete at a U.S. track and field event, that is impressive. I'm wishing him luck.
Jaylen, our producer Demetrius is not going to want you to hit the brakes.
I
so
am
we're gonna
though.
Hit the brakes on this
for you,
one.
D. This for you, D.
Raiders GM Mike Mayock said they had an offer to trade down to get Alex Leatherwood, who was projected to be drafted way after the Raiders drafted him, but they just couldn't let Leatherwood slip through their fingers. Jalen, what do you think about this draft strategy from the Raiders?
All I know is this. I'm a Lions fan, and even I was laughing at them, dog. Now, just think about that for a second. Just let that sink in for a second.
Dog, on the broadcast, they drafted Leatherwood. Everybody, all the analysts were just
like,
where are my notes? Where are my pages? Leatherwood off?
Like, who was that?
Who's it? What's his name? Leatherwood? Isn't he a Game of Thrones character?
At least we got Waller. We did get y'all Waller. We did do
y'all
that.
Y'all don't have a
we
good team, but you got great uniforms, Raiders fans. Not a good team, but a great uniforms, great city, great stadium. Focus
I'm still
that.
Disappointed they left Oakland. You know Detroit and Oakland got our kinship.
You know who else is kin to us? The Griselda family, and we have Conway, the
machine,
joining us right after this. Make sure you stay tuned through the commercial break.
Buffalo, stand up!
Got to give the people. Two big games Friday night on ESPN, starting with the Celtics taking on the Bulls at 7:30. And then this is basically a playoff game between the Lakers and the Blazers at 10 p.m. Both those games Friday night on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we had the honor, the pleasure of being joined by Griselda's La Machina, Conway the Machine. Here is just a snippet of our long interview that you can get on our podcast. Well, you just broke some news. You're taking yourself on the road after being in quarantine for so long. What can fans expect when they see you on tour?
Oh, man, I'm so excited to be back on that stage and just be back in front of the fans and the people. It's just going to be, I don't even know what to expect, honestly, man. It's just going to be full of energy. And like Jalen said, bars, man, you know?
Mm-hmm. You represent Buffalo, which is a ways from the city of New York, but it's still New York. And right now, there's sort of a battle going on between the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets for the soul of the city. How do you feel about what's happening in New York basketball right now?
Man, I love it. I love it, man. You know, I'm a fan of both teams, honestly, like since, you know, in the 90s and all that, you know, the Larry Johnson, Sprewell days and the Allen Houston days and the even with the Nets, like the Van Horn and, you know what I mean, Vince Carter days and all that before they went to Brooklyn and stuff. So it's just dope for New York's, you know what I mean, the city of New York, man. I'm happy for them. I'm excited. I love what I'm seeing from the Knicks. I love what I'm seeing from Brooklyn. And I just can't wait for the playoffs.
You're a huge sports fan. Obviously, yeah. You're a rap music and a musician that's a historian. But I don't think you love anything in sports like you love the Buffalo Bills. What was it like to watch them go to the AFC Championship last year? What do you expect from them this season?
It was so dope, man. I couldn't be more happier as a, you know, a citizen of Buffalo, New York, and a fan since, man, I was old enough to remember of the Buffalo Bills. It was so exciting and so dope for the city, man. The city was so lit. It was crazy, and you know, I think we're going even further. You know what I mean? We had a real nice draft, and I think, man, it's looking up, man, for us right now. You know what I mean? It's our turn. We own a division now. You know what I mean? Bills Mafia, man. Bills Mafia.
So I jumped on the Bills bandwagon this year, and I'm riding it again. Yeah. So when you say you own the division, you're saying that the Patriots have sort of re-upped. They got Mac Jones, and then you've got Tua down in Miami, and obviously
you
the Jets
him.
Have got a new
you
quarterback. So right, you don't feel threatened at all by these teams sort of bubbling up trying to take the title?
Man, I don't care who they go get, who they go sign. Bills Mafia, man. Bills Mafia. We're gonna win a division this season coming up. Next season, possibly too. We're going on a real run. We've been losing and been in that drought for so long. Like it's our turn, man. We've been, and you know, I say this in all seriousness, man. The fans of Buffalo Bills is like one of a kind. We've been out there through all those losing seasons, 20 years, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And still selling out them games and frigid conditions. And it's still love and we cheering for our mob. So it's like, where we at right now, we worked hard to get here and we here to stay for a while. I believe that, truly.
There isn't a show that's a bigger fans of you, Westside and Benny and the Griselda family. Jacoby, as he mentioned, is a die easy Buffalo Bills fan. Please, as the season starts and you go on tour, this is your home. This is your parking spot. Come on and kick it with us about whatever, whenever.
Absolutely, man. Thank y'all for having me. I mean, I'm excited, man. I appreciate y'all.
World. For sure. That's mutual, family.
Want to thank Conway for coming through. Make sure you listen to the podcast. Get the full interview. Jalen.
Bars!
Tonight, we have the New York Knickerbockers taking on the Denver Nuggets in Denver. What do the Knicks need to do to get the upset?
I know you're going to be staring at Julius Randle and RJ Barrett and Derrick Rose and quickly to come in and heat check. But the Joker, I think he has an MVP caliber game and a bounce back one. Stay tuned. And more importantly, check us out tomorrow. Wu-Tang legend Inspector Deck could be here. 2:00.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is exclusive content with our guests for our podcast listeners. And here is La Machina, Conway the Machine, exclusive just for you. So here's one thing I've always been curious about with MCs that have bars like you do. You can't just sit around and listen to hip hop all the time. So what music from other genres do you listen to when you want to get in a different zone?
I try to tap into like some 90s R&B, stuff like that. Even some of the new stuff. Like I listen to SZA, like, you know, Janae, music like that when I just want to have a glass of wine and unwind. You know what I mean?
Conway the Machine. There are so many young artists that want to be able to spit bars like you, but they don't understand the sacrifices that you've made, the time and energy you've put into the game as a student and as an artist. Can you enlighten them on the process that goes into putting your lyrics on wax?
You just gotta, you know what I mean? Know what you're doing, know your direction, know how you want to sound, how you want your verse to sound, like your bars to sound. Like with me, I change stuff a lot. Probably not even the words, but I change how I said it. Like, nah, I could have said that differently. I could have said that better, you know what I'm saying? So it's just pretty much, you got to have that confidence that, you know, that you know where you want to go, your direction, you know what I mean? And then you just go in there and kill it.
Once you achieve a certain level of success, you start turning your eyes towards giving back to the community. What are some things that you're doing in your community to give back?
We fed some people, gave out, you know, to work with a lot of local, you know, the businesses that's local, you know what I mean? So like if it's a restaurant, I would work with somebody that's like a pillar in the city, you know what I mean? And we'll collaborate and we'll give back like some hot meals, some, you know, food, clothes, scarves, that's gloves, dope. Book bags, you know, money. It's nothing I really won't do for my city, honestly. You know what I mean? I feel like anybody you get in position, you know, to change your life, man, you use that to change other lives. You know what I mean? I changed my life so I could change other lives. And I'm blessed to be in that position.
Well said, and you guys created a sense of pride for Buffalo. Like, y'all put y'all city on the map. How does it feel to put your city on the map?
Man, it feels everything. I'm just glad, you know, I was, you know, God chose me to work through, man, to do it, to be the one to, you know, to lead the way. And there's some amazing artists coming up after me, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Buffalo going in the right direction, you know, especially like even the Bills on a roll now. Mm-hmm. We doing our thing now, you know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing feeling, man. I really can't put it into words how I feel.
Well, you're headed back on tour and, you know, there's a somewhat semblance of normality in society. A lot of people are vaccinated. But when you think back to the quarantine, like what were you doing to pass the days when we were truly, truly locked down like a year ago?
I was recording. That was actually when I recorded From King to a God album. I wasn't going to no studios and none of that because I was one of them. I was like one of them scary ones. Like, I'm not going outside. So I went and I just bought. I had my assistant just go and we went and bought all the equipment and hooked it up in my basement, and then I recorded From King to a God album. You know what I mean? That's what I've been doing, and just working it from home, and you know, traveling when I can, but still kind of like, you know, just being low key, trying to distance myself as possible. But I was working. I used that opportunity to get work done, to build my catalog, and you know, still connect with the people in other ways outside of shows and you know, shaking hands with fans. So I actually thought it was important. I needed that time off. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody did. Gave you a chance to kind of think, use your head more. You know what I mean? Like, ain't no distractions. A lot of the distractions was taken away from us. And you know what I mean? You got to use that time to figure out other ways to navigate through it. So I appreciated it.
I just love the fact that rap music is making our people rich. Did you hear I got Jacoby? His assistant, he went and bought the equipment. You see his jewels shining. He about to go on tour. He got a business. He got 10
painted
labels.
Painted bricks behind him, art on the wall.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you know, you earned it, man.
You the machine. So you may or may not know today, but have you decided where you're gonna win and where you're gonna start your tour?
Atlanta. Atlanta's gonna be the first show, the first date. And I think we ended it in Houston, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I mean?
I saw there's one date in Buffalo. I wanna say September 25th is in Buffalo. I know that's gonna be a big one for you.
Yeah, wow. that's gonna be lit, man. It's feeble. Buffalo been locked down still, like closed down kind of. So it's like, that's going to be kind of the first maybe concert, you know what I mean, that Buffalo get to have. And since like 2020 before the country shut down. So the town excited. It's already like almost sold out. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to be crazy.
And Conway, for the podcast version, and I know you're a professional artist and I know you got so many projects out. Is there like a bar, maybe even a 4 or 8 or a 16 or something that you can spit for your fans? We'd love to hear you spit a little something if you got something off the top of the dome you don't mind sharing. It could be something on an album, it could be something on a mixtape, like just a little something so we can get hyped about the tour coming up.
Federal 10, State Greens, County Oranges. Identified by colors and numbers, that's just how they on it. Prisons got inhumane conditions, COs wilding on us. You know what I mean? That's our talk, man.
You.
That's life.
We appreciate that, man.
Thank you so much.
That.
Congrats on all the projects. Congrats on the success. Congrats on the tour. You're welcome to come back on Jalen Jacoby anytime.
Man, I love to be back, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. Love,
family. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Want to thank Conway for coming through. Who is joining us tomorrow on the pod exclusive?
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang! Inspect the Deck is going to be here. And you know what else he has? Bars!
Bars.
Bars!
More bars than Bourbon Street. More bars than a prison. He's got bars. So excited about that. But Jalen, we do have to. Yesterday we celebrated May the 4th with Star Wars Day. You had no idea what you were talking about, which is fine. However, today, Cinco de Mayo. Big shout to Cinco de Mayo. You know, when I lived in LA, Cinco de Mayo was a big deal. I enjoyed that. Big shout for all of those celebrating Cinco de Mayo today. Have yourself a margarita. Now, there was a lot going on in the world of sports that couldn't make it into the TV show today, so I'm glad we have this extra time. One of those was Lonzo Ball. Had a big game.
Ballin'!
And the Pelicans got a much-needed win against the Warriors.
Pelican
However,
fly.
They ain't making the play-in.
No.
They ain't making the play-in.
No.
But Lonzo Ball, after a bad game on that Monday Night Marvel game, texted Zion and said, Zion, I'm going to be there for you. And then went out and had a big game last night. But my question for you is this. Dr. Jalen Rose, What is the diagnosis of this Pelican season that was under expectations, and what is the prescription to fix it for next season?
They've been one of the more disappointing teams in the West. And the reason why I say that is, I'll give you a couple of teams to compare them to. The Memphis Grizzlies were playing basically the entire year without Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
Ja Morant wasn't necessarily having a career season. He started to get better as the year progressed. And they maintained a playoff spot. That's extremely impressive. Luka Doncic, whether KP is in or out of the lineup, all NBA caliber dominance, has made sure that the Mavs stayed in playoff contention. Last year, the Pelicans had something that neither one of those teams had. An all-star. And you know who that was? Brandon Ingram. He was the actual all-star last year.
Yep.
And so now, you return Zion without a minutes restriction, and he leads the league in points in the paint. Lonzo Ball has vastly improved not only his overall game, but in particular his three-point shot. Shout to my brother Fred Benson, who I played against at Georgia Tech, who's been a quiet shot whisperer for Lonzo Ball. I know way too much about these people's lives, Jacoby. And so I believe that adding Stan Van Gundy was supposed to give them a defensive identity and a toughness. And that's why you acquire Steven Adams. And he's going to give you offensive rebounding, but I can't lie, Jacoby. He aged three seasons since the last two I watched him play.
That's a good point.
He slowed down a little bit. He's a big guy. He's a physical guy. He wasn't necessarily a post-up player. He always did it with toughness. He's not really a ball skills guy, but I like him. You throw him in Boston right now, that's what they need. So I'm not saying that he doesn't have value. What I am saying is that value is with a small ball lineup. That's with Jaylen Brown and Tatum as your three and four to close the game. When Ingram and Zion have to be your closing bigs at the end of the game, he doesn't fit. So now here's the other thing going forward that I think may be an issue for their general manager. I don't know if they did a good job building around Zion this year. Because you got to anticipate that Zion is going to really play positionless basketball five a lot more than people realize. That's what he's going to do. When you're leading the league in points in the paint, I got a news flash for you. That means you're playing closer to the basket.
He's not taking any threes either. He takes no threes anymore. Last season, remember his first game, he hit like three threes, and he felt like he could shoot threes. So someone pulled him aside and was like, Mr. Williamson, I don't know if you know this, but you shoot about 80% around the basket, and no one can stop you when you get to your left hand. So why don't you just do that instead of trying to expand your game 30 feet from the basket?
Well, like Chuck D said, and by the way, I got to text Chuck D and get him the chance to come on and talk about his Knicks. He loved the Knicks, and he's a diehard.
I would love that.
He's diehard, as a matter of fact. But here's the thing, though, Jacoby.
Talk to me.
This is what reminded me of Public Enemy and Chuck. Pieces in one big chess game. Yeah! So now, if I have Ingram 4-5 with Zion, and I put the ball in Zion's hand, Lonzo Ball gonna be out there. He's an improved shooter. I can't lie. Eric Bledsoe being relied on as a starter, this will be the final team that happens if they're going to be a consistent playoff squad. That wasn't a good move.
No,
Let me say that again. Oh, that was not a good move, dog. Mm-mm.
And you look at what Drew Holiday's doing. You look at what Drew Holiday's doing, and you look. You're like, would I rather have Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe and some picks, or Lonzo Ball and Drew Holiday and just my own picks? I'm taking this. I'm taking door number two every time.
And because of that, and because I believe that they're one of the more underachieving teams in the West, I believe you keep Stan Van Gundy, but the GM may get replaced.
I think David Griffin's the president of basketball operations there. I don't have it in front of me, but it's not David Griffin. But they are basically what they need to say is say, we have Zion Williamson. We're going to try to keep him for 10 years. What's the best pieces we can put around this player to get the best results? And the current roster as constructed just isn't that, and they need to start working towards that every single offseason.
I got you. Here's the kind of players you want to put aside Zion. Not these players, but players with these type of skill sets. The kid coming in from USC this year.
Evan Mobley.
That's the kind of player you put next to Zion.
Well, I mean, they kind of tried with Jackson Hayes. Jackson Hayes was supposed to be that, but, you know, he's still developing.
Well, no. Jackson Hayes is a seven-footer that's going to give you, like, lobs and rim runs. I'm talking about somebody like a Bam that could check a five, play like a four, but still give you some ball skills. That could do a dribble handoff. That could do a screen and pop and make a shot. That can be physically imposing to guys that are smaller than him. Or in the league, you could give him a Christian Wood. You could give him a Jaren Jackson Jr. Like,
you know, some of these people sound like Brandon Ingram. I can't lie.
No, because Brandon Ingram is a guy that played small forward in high school that has the build of a shooting guard. He's more of a wing.
Yeah.
When he gets stuck guarding Jaren Jackson Jr., that's an accident. You see what I'm saying? He could do it for one or two possessions, but he gets stuck guarding Anthony Davis, that's a dunk. It's not even like, we're not even playing around. And here's another thing that got to happen. I have to be this guy. Zion got to lose weight.
I mean, I've been that guy. I've been saying this forever. Like, I thought it was going to happen. Like, dog, I've been working out for 2 weeks. I already see a difference. I've been eating better working out for 2 weeks. I already see a difference from the pandemic fat. You know what I mean? Like, someone's got to pull him aside and be like, yo, how many $1 million you making right now? Like, earn it, get in shape.
It'll happen. And let me tell you what's going to happen when he gets in shape. He'll be able to make a jumper. These two things go hand in hand. Trust me, I was born into this game. That tree trunk help you at the rim, but it do not help you at the three line.
It's a great point. Now, we only have so much time left for a podcast exclusive. We want to give a big shout to Halliburton, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, two of our favorite players, going to be out for the season. Got to give them a big shout. Those are a couple of
our guys.
I also want to acknowledge something I want to talk to you about as an educator. The snow day. You grew up in Detroit. I grew up in Massachusetts. The snow day was such a big part of our childhood. When they get that announcement, it's a snow day, you're going to go sledding, you're not going to do any work. Snow days have been eliminated in New York City. Those will now be turned into remote learning days. Fair or unfair?
So I got to teach everybody something. During the pandemic, your favorite suburban private school, your favorite suburban public school, they haven't missed much class.
Just gave everybody computers and iPads. Join up. Everyone's got internet. Everyone's got a device. Just zoom on in.
This is the expectation. That no days off. If Wednesday is going to be a snow day and we see it coming, let's remote learn on Wednesday.
But not everybody in New York City has the resources to remote learn. Not everyone's got the Wi-Fi connection and Fios and the iPad and the laptop and the, you know, the sign in and all that.
And that's why the work that schools like we have, that's why that work is important. Shocked to one of my mentors
Shout out to my mentor in education, Dr. Steve Perry. These are the things that they're trying to fix in not only the inner city of New York, but around the country. That's been happening since the beginning of time, Jacoby. Suburban schools get more resources, and the government, wink, wink, validates it by saying they pay more money in taxes.
Mm-hmm. Jalen, tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Inspector Deck. Make sure you tune into that. And
that's dope.
We'll be joined by tomorrow, Inspector Deck. I can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing. We'll be back tomorrow with Inspector Deck. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.